The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com. Call Midas Resources today to protect your future at 1-800-686-2237.
Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, America Tonight. You're going to hear a lot about 9/11. Do you remember, think back to the 9/11 days, where you were, the conversations? You know, I say America Tonight is about the buzz in the backyard, and, oh, there is no question, people were heartbroken all over the country. You didn't have to live in New York or somewhere close by to feel the pain, the sting of what happened there, the shock, and to feel for all the people with the myriad of stories that came out of the Shanksville, Pennsylvania crash and the Pentagon and the two, of course, towers. I'll tell you one at the top that hit me. I've already said this. You already know it if you've listened to the show. If you haven't, just quickly, I was working in New York at WFAN, a giant sports radio station. In my career, I've bounced with news and talk and sports because my passion's really politics and holding people's feet to the fire and sports on the side and sports for sure. I shouldn't say on the side, sports for sure and business. But not only did I have the connection of being at WFAN, but even bigger for me was my mother, who had such a big heart and was trying to help a guy who had just come out of the military and who desperately wanted a position in the Pentagon. And she was helping fill that position. And she was looking all over the place for him, for a specific spot he wanted and some others. And finally, after months of helping him and changing resumes and doing all the things, you know, fixing it up, whatever had to happen, he's so beyond excited. He gets the job. He goes to work at the Pentagon and he's killed. He's one of the people killed when the plane hit the Pentagon. You could say, well, you know, he was where he wanted to be. Unfortunately, he was hardly on the job at all when that happened. One other that personally touched my life, but I think it touched everybody's life, and that's why I said it in the backyard, because this was something everybody in some way felt affected by, whether, hey, this is our country, how dare you, or the sad, sad stories coupled with that, and then the change in our lifestyle, because especially right after 9/11, if you traveled at all, you could absolutely feel what was happening. The big shift. Now, it used to be you arrived at the airport, because, boy, this happened to me all the time, and whoever was picking me up came all the way in because they hadn't seen me, and they're walking right up to the gate. They want to see me walk off the plane, even as an adult. And there were kids that came through, and of course, you couldn't do that now. And the whole taking your shoes off and belts and computers and all the things that we go through, because there was a almost shoe bomber and there was almost a underwear bomber. And just what's happened in general, the TSA and the problems with the TSA and the lack of security, or sometimes good security, or is it the right security? I mean, it's an endless question mark that we don't really know all the answers to. So absolutely, 9/11 changed every single one of us in some way. Would be America Tonight, would it, if we weren't talking about politics? But of course we're talking about politics, because that is the buzz in the backyard now, besides remembering 9/11. A CNN has its latest poll that Hillary Clinton, for the Democrats, 37%. Bernie, feel the burn, Sanders, 27%. And Joe Biden, who hasn't even declared, has 20%. Oh, if I'm Hillary Clinton, I'm concerned. I am absolutely looking over my shoulder. I am absolutely worried about the giddy up behind me. So 37% support among Democrats and Democratic leaning voters, down 10 points since August. And Bernie Sanders on her heels, 27%. Biden not even in yet, 20%. For Sanders, it's about the same. The one with the biggest jump is Biden. And then you go from there. Who else is running? Maryland Governor O'Malley, 3%. Former Virginia Senator Jim Webb, 2%. Former Rhode Island Governor Lincoln Chafee, less than 1%. But we've got the primaries coming up eventually as we swing into the new calendar year. Believe it or not, it's off into the horizon. We're not too far away from it. And once that happens, boy, the game will change. Oh, the game will change. Because I think it gets even more meatier. And the magnifying glass really magnifies what's going on. If you look at the Republicans, Donald Trump, and oh yeah, there's more Donald Trump. And lately, the senator from Texas, Ted Cruz, has been seen with Donald Trump. One of the reasons, of course, was over the Iran deal and a rally. But I think Cruz and Trump are getting to know each other a little bit better because there may be, some kind of announcement eventually if Cruz gives up. Let's say, and Trump is the guy, does he pick somebody like Senator Cruz? And would Cruz really want to be on the undercard for Donald Trump? Fascinating. I mean, these are like wild combinations. It's like Lumosity. Anybody know what Lumosity is? On steroids. The match game. Who matches up with whom? And still with Biden, we don't even know for sure if he's running. It certainly seems like it's a possibility. Seems like it, I'll say. And in the meantime, a place where I have to go in November, there is high anxiety. No, I'm not going away to any facility, but there's a lot of anxiety in Phoenix after more of these crazy highway shootings. Now, you want to take a snapshot of the U.S. at the top here. There's one for you. And I can remember not long after 9/11, what was happening was you had the Washington, D.C. snipers, where people were afraid to get out of their car around Washington, D.C. But in at least three cities in the Phoenix area in 18 months, drivers, just randomly, drivers have been targeted by serial shooters. That's what the police are calling them. They just fire randomly onto busy highways. They just do it. In Phoenix, it's either one person or several, where you have 12 different kinds of cars, sedans, trucks, that kind of stuff, hit by BB shots, unknown projectiles, and once even bullets. It happened again on Thursday in Phoenix. Busy, busy Interstate 10. Wow, the 11th and 12th attacks since August 29th. That is nutty. Stay with us.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria. malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Quantitative easing, unemployment at depression levels, Europe financial system falling apart, China getting out of U.S. treasuries. At the end of 2008, the time of TARP, the national debt was at $11 trillion, gold trading around $850 per ounce. Close to 2012, the national debt exceeded $16.4 trillion, gold doubled to $1,600 per ounce. The $20 trillion threshold for the national debt is inevitable. Politicians in Washington have a ferocious appetite for spending and stimulus. What's worse, a printing press to finance. 100 years ago, we had a gold standard to limit this madness, but now you have to adopt your own gold standard. Don't be fooled with paper promises. Get Midas Resources 10 Reasons to Buy Gold free by calling 800-686-2237. Understanding the gold and silver market may be the only insurance you could have to avoiding the next economic crisis. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
Healthy, organic, fresh fish, robust, mouth-watering vegetables, all from your home. It's called aquaponics. This brilliant, self-sustaining protein and veggie system is perfect for year-round growing. Know exactly where your food is coming from. AquaponicSource.com is the one-stop shop for all your needs. Fish, fish food, plumbing, full systems, classes, and more. Learn to build your own system. Go to AquaponicSource.com for a free guide to aquaponics. That's AquaponicSource.com.
I want you to love me. I'm surprised you've never been told before that you love me.
Coming up, Free Money Guy, Stephen Kelly. You want to hear his tale for sure. He always has good info. One of my favorite people, because he knows what it's like to go bankrupt, and he rose from the ashes. So in other words, he's an authentic dude. He's not trying to peddle something down your throat that you don't want for any reason. And he really has investigated alternatives to what you may be doing. In other words, closing your eyes and throwing your money into the market. Hope is not a strategy. As a good friend of mine would say, it's not a strategy. So what does that mean? Yeah, it's brass tactics. Got to get down to them. It's the only way. The only way. Let's put it that way. And then also, too, at the tail end of the hour, we will hit the mailbag. Because it's pretty interesting. Actually, the mailbag is filled with some politics, but a few other things were weighing on your mind, including 9/11. And here we go again with another data breach, of course, a massive one, of course. It's at a campus, of course. We need your personal information. Oh, it's compromised. Yep, massive. So personal information, when that gets hacked into, then what happens to that personal information? And when we say a large number, we're saying 80,000. 80,000. So what happens to the vendor who compromised this personal information? And here's the thing. You had these college students who had signed up for a mandatory online sex violence prevention course. And these are students at 8 California State University campuses. They had, so the information, login names, passwords, campus and email address, great. Gender, race, sexual identity, all of that was part of what should have been just a confidential thing. And with End Violence, which it's called, is one of three vendors actually providing what they call no credit online courses. So this is bad. It's bad. And they weren't hacked. So the two vendors weren't hacked. We don't need you. We need all this other stinking information. Awful. And so, of course, what are they going to do? Monitor the situation. Personal information is what people are concerned about. Personal information. Because you don't want that out there. The false identity, losing your identity, it's brutal. As we know from our good pal Izzy, who calls the show frequently, she's talked about that. What happens when your identity's stolen? And you have to prove otherwise. I mean, you know, you have to call the credit card companies and get ready for a battle. Oh, it's worse. The worst when that happens. Do you know those red light problems that we're having in some areas of the country? Somebody sent me a thing today about a conspiracy theory. I'm going to say the people in Cleveland had it right. They weren't worried about conspiracies with red lights going out and the grid problems is what they're saying. They are talking about suing for millions because voters rejected camera tickets. Because the termination of red light cameras has the company with some problems because they were one of the major clients. So Xerox is suing the city of Cleveland for ending its 3-year contract to use the traffic cameras, claiming the companies owed money because the city backed out early, violating the terms of the agreement. Sounds like a lawsuit to me. Sounds like a big headache and problem to me. The red light cameras and speed cameras were first introduced, so you know the whole story, by the city, bringing in $9 million in revenue. Then what? What happens with that surplus of more than $9 million? That's pretty good. Red light cameras, of course, are controversial. Because does it make roads safer? Does it make drivers more conscientious? Or are they just one-armed bandits making money for the cities and the towns who are often putting unreasonable demands on the citizens? We haven't heard the last of this, let's put it that way. I cannot believe it would be the end of that saga. I'm saying we're probably going to see much more in the upcoming days. And it wouldn't be shocking. Right? Of course it wouldn't be. And then we have this gem. Because I got to pile on. Since I decided to go in this direction, I have to pile on you. And the pile on is a Russian spy ship spotted near a U.S. sub base. So why do we care about that? Because we got to keep our eye on what's happening with the Russians. And our satellites have been tracking the Russian spy ship since it was first spotted up north. In the northern Atlantic. But now it's sprinting, apparently. It's sprinting. So the Pentagon is tracking the Russian intel ship in international waters. At the U.S. sub-base in Georgia, there were only six Ohio-class ballistic missile submarines known as Boomers, capable of firing 24% of the IBCs, which are the inner ballistic missiles. So not your grandfather's war. Much different. If you remember, we were talking about this all the way back in January. A Russian spy ship was spotted mooring in Havana Harbor in Cuba. And the Russian intel ships have been spotted in Cuba on a number of occasions in the past year. So they're angling. They're angling for a better view for some sort of reason, I would assume. All right, we're switching gears and talking about finances next. Stephen Kelly with ideas on things you can look at right now that might change the trajectory of the course that you're on. And what do I mean by that? Sounds gobbledygooky? It's not. It's scary the more daring they're getting. We'll show them. We'll just get a little bit closer. That's what we'll do. We'll just get closer. Now, there is a U.S. sub-base in Georgia. There are six Ohio-class ballistic missile submarines known as Boomers. How apropos, huh? And if we think of this Russian invasion, not necessarily anything new. In January, another Russian spy ship was spotted mooring in Havana Harbor in Cuba. Russian intel ships have been spotted in Cuba on a whole number of different things in the past couple of years. So now they're taking pretty aggressive action in this department and trying to get a better handle on what's happened in the past and preventing it in the future. What's the biggest differences? And in the mailbag, you will see a ton. We couldn't even cap it off. It's so tough to cap it off. So many opinions about who's running. Crazy amount of opinions as to who could really take the reins. SK, hanging with you and me on the flip side.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
My name's Clyde, age 59, and I reside in Florence, South Carolina. The doctors diagnosed me as having clogged arteries. Felt like I was carrying heavy concrete blocks around my feet and legs. I started taking Heart and Body Extract as directed. It is less than 3 weeks, and I'm like a young man again. It's unbelievable that an herbal formula can work so fast and so powerfully.
Learn the secrets of an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation at HBExtract.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com, and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't take on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
He's hired.
I'm hired.
He's hired.
I hope I don't get fired.
He's hired.
In 40 years I'll be retired. But for now I'm simply hired.
He's hired. He's hired. He's hired. He's hired.
I got a job today.
He's hired.
I'm selling Chevrolet.
He's hired.
I'm bringing home good pay.
He's hired.
I just got
Kate Delaney, America Tonight. You're going to laugh when you listen to America Tonight, that's for sure, as much as we can get up in arms about what's happening. So, coming up, we've got dumb things I shouldn't have done. Plus, we're sneaking in a few phone calls. So, if you want to sound off, this is your chance to do that at 855-266-5283. 855-266-KATE. You know the numbers. Line them up, folks. This is your chance to hang and speak with us here on ATM. Grim is locked and loaded. Let's hang out with him for a while. Hey, Grim, how are you?
I'm fine, Kate. I guess I got a dumb thing in play. But it's more of a PSA.
Uh-huh.
You know, I bought a computer. Dumb thing.
Dumb thing.
I've had problems with it, but I'm trying to give everybody a warning out there because I got an email, and it's kind of common with all the other type of emails except the address. Now, I'm able to pull up internet information on it, and I can see just exactly who it is and how it was done up, but they did a reply back to themselves and sent it through a system, mailer system, but it's from the UN.
What's up with that?
And it's a .org. And of course, my security on it, you know, it resent it back, but it still got past spam the way they set it up. You know, I've been in computers long enough to know. I started on the internet when it was just a little flashing green dot, you know.
I like that, when it was a flashing green dot.
And
do you remember dial-up then, obviously?
And, well, I'm still on dial-up.
Good for you, saving money. The rest of us suckers are paying who knows how much a month.
But everybody out there can start looking, because apparently Hillary's going to screw us all with her email system being private now that, you know, you're getting government information. Because it says it's an official government document, you know, but it's got a Word attachment document to it saying, you know, your final notice to collect your $1.8 million, and I know that's scam just right there.
Yeah.
Ain't nobody going to send me that kind of money.
Yeah, be nice, huh?
Well, yeah, I know there's no leprechauns out there.
So do I. Trust me, I'm Irish. There's no leprechauns. It's a myth.
Well, I'm as Irish as they get, too, you know. Unfortunately, I've got 400 years of being in America, so I've got two tribes of Indian in me, too, and all the other marriages. But I just call myself an American. I can't put Heinz 57 down on the applications.
There you go. I gotcha.
But,
you're funny tonight.
Well, this is kind of funny, you know. I mean, I'm used to this stuff, but it just the hacking, the government hacking. We're really in a pickle, aren't we?
We are in a pickle,
because this is going to affect every one of us hardworking class people too. That,
yeah.
And they pretty much, you know, if you're not online, you're nobody.
Yep.
You're
That's
dead
so to, true.
You're dead to the world. No That's work, no nothing or anything else.
Yeah, you have no identity. Absolutely. You don't have a website. That's even second. That's like the calling card. I agree with you. It's craziness. Yep.
Well,
and
they need to protect it if they're going to make it that way.
Yeah, I agree, Grim. Absolutely. And I'll tell you what, I'm hoping that, who knows, you may be the lucky winner of our Nail the Score. We want to tell everybody, Grim calls in, and on our Tuesday into Wednesday show, depending on your time zone, the second hour, last segment, we have this Nail the Score deal going on. And as Grim knows, we have the Cowboys and the Giants as our game of the week. He picked New York 28-17. We'll see if you're right.
Well, I got to be careful going through Texas now, that's all.
Absolutely. Grim, you take care. That was good. All right, we move from Grim to one of my favorite segments we do here in America Tonight, Dumb Things I Shouldn't Have Done.
Dumb, 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 dumb.
What did my mother always say about taking care of my eyes?
Well, first of all, never put salt in your eyes.
Never put salt.
Always put salt in your eyes.
Abby, never, ever put salt in your eyes.
Thanks, Daddy. No! Pain!
Dum, 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 dum.
That was very clever. Never put salt in your eyes. Never. This one from Sam I Am. Kate, I've waited for a long time to build up to a couple of the dumb things, build up enough courage to tell you about some of the dumb things. Once, not too long ago, I accidentally got the wrong car when I went out to pick up my car from a valet. I never valet park, but I was forced to do it at some charity event that I went to. Everybody had to do the valet thing. They gave me the wrong car, so essentially it's their fault. However, I don't know how, and I was not drinking. You get into a car and don't realize it's not yours. I went home, put it in the garage, went to bed. People were frantically trying to get a hold of me. I shut off all phones and everything else. And I guess it took a lot of investigating. And finally, the next day, they did get a hold of me. And unfortunately, the guy whose car I had an early tea time, but I had his golf clubs. Ooh. And you know what? It isn't your fault. It's a conundrum. Because it's not really your fault they did give you the wrong car, but you're right. If someone pulled my car up at the valet, and I don't care if it was identical on the outside and I got in, I don't know what the chances would be that I wouldn't, would I not know I wasn't in my car? I would. Maybe not if I was scurrying for the first few seconds, but I know I would. I'd look around and I would feel it. I would feel it was the wrong car. So, yeah, that does classify as a dumb thing. They messed up, but then you compounded it by not realizing it wasn't your car. I realized the qualifier. I had not been drinking. That's a pretty good one. Okay, so we move to this one from Joseph. He says, Kate, I can relate to the fact that you said you were at the Jersey Shore. I spent a lot of summers at the Jersey Shore riding the rides and all that kind of stuff. Well, I took my children to Disney World, but the biggest mistake I made is that I had a whole bunch of change and dollar bills and whatnot in my pocket, and they took me on a Harry Potter ride where we basically flew through the air. It was kind of like a roller coaster. All the dollars and change flew out. So somebody was having a good time on my dime, so to speak. That also is one we haven't heard before, but that makes sense. You know, certain rides and things you get on, and yes, if you have a pocket full of change or bucks and it's not enclosed and you're catapulted upside down, of course there's a great chance that something would fly out of your pocket. And it's kind of lucky it wasn't a phone. Oh, that would be the worst. Good luck trying. Well, first of all, it'd be crashed on the ground. But then there goes that iPhone and, you know, whatever. All right, here's one from Adam who says, dumb things I shouldn't have done. Kate, I got a pretty good one. I don't know how this happened. But unfortunately for me, I think I was just so tired, I picked up what was athlete's cream, foot cream, and I put it on my toothbrush, and I brushed my teeth with what was athlete foot medication. Of course, I realized it after the first few moments. I thought, wow, this toothpaste tastes rather weird. It just was a tired mistake of grabbing a tube, but it was perhaps a very dumb thing to do. Yeah, perhaps. I'd say it was a dumb thing to do. But I can see if you were like, you didn't say, was it dark? You said you were tired. Here's the deal. Once you do that, does that taste stay in your mouth? This is why you need mouthwash, because for incidents like these, because then at least you can rinse out your mouth. Whereas if you didn't have mouthwash, and a lot of us don't get it, you would, how do you get that taste out of your mouth? Oh, that'd be brutal. Oh, yeah, it counts as a dumb thing. It does. It counts as a dumb thing. Okay, here's one from Bill. I'm going through a stack, so that's why hesitation. Bill says, see, so many of you are sending me them. Bill says, I don't know if you can relate to this or not. Have you ever had a thing where you were in a parking structure and you had to stick the ticket in to get out of the gate? And for some reason, it wouldn't work. Cars are piling up behind me, honking their horn, getting me furious. I have no idea what I'm doing. There's no parking attendant. I'm pushing it and pushing it and pushing it. I turned it different ways, and I thought that I was doing it right. Turns out I had another parking car that was just laying in my console, so I had picked up the wrong one. I really annoyed a lot of people. That's a dumb thing. If you have a dumb thing, you can share it with us. Send it to me at americatonight.net.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
The human body is more than 60% water. Your brain and muscles are 75% water. And your blood is 92% water. Water is vital to your body, and alkalizing your water is the key to keep it running at its best. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops keep your entire body healthy, boosts energy, promotes weight loss, and even fights cancer. Call 800-518-7615 or go to AlkaVision.com to find out more. That's ALKAVision.com.
That's the sound your brain makes when you realize you're buying something and forgot the coupon. Online or in a store, knowing that you're missing a deal is the worst. You need the app from RetailMeNot right now. Get thousands of coupons from 50,000 stores like Kohl's, Domino's, Best Buy, and more with crazy deals like 60% off, free shipping, and free gifts with purchase. You can get a text invite to download the RetailMeNot app 100% free right now for Apple or Android. Just text the code UPDATE to 42767. Then just show your phone at checkout to save. It literally couldn't be easier. It's 2015. Keep your coupons in your phone. Stop what you're doing and text UPDATE to 42767. Listeners will get a text with a link to download it 100% free. Never forget another coupon again. Text the code UPDATE to 42767 right now. That's UPDATE to 42767. Message and data rates may apply. For terms and privacy, visit RetailMeNot.com.
Do you owe the IRS money? Has the IRS garnished your wages or put a lien against your house? The IRS has the power to make you pay back what they claim you owe and will stop at nothing to collect. There is a solution. Call Signature Tax now. Speak with our professionals and feel the weight of your tax burden lifted from your shoulders. Call now for your free and confidential analysis. 800-481-3147. Again, that's 800-481-3147. 800-481-3147.
Deal. Remember, the Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu spoke about Iran during a joint meeting, rather, of the United States Congress back in March, the beginning of March, in Washington, D.C., which was huge. So the House is coming up with three bills, or they have three bills, that they're going to use to try to stop the nuclear deal after the Senate Democrats blocked the Republicans' move to force a vote on the accord. It doesn't look like it's going anywhere, however. I mean, it doesn't look like the blockade is going to go anywhere except for float down the Potomac. But we'll see. Doubtful. Because of what's certainly because of what's happened in the Senate, without a doubt. All right, we're getting close to the tail end of this hour, so I want to mention a couple of quick things for you. Besides, obviously, we'll keep following what's going on with the Iran deal. But here on America Tonight, it is football season, so for fun, we do this really cool thing called Nail the Score. And I want to make sure people know when it is, because I got some emails from folks. We've had some problems with our email, so don't get frustrated with it. We will correct the situation, but you can send me, usually during the segment, second hour, heading into our third, whatever time zone it's in, depending on where you are. The game of the week is chosen, and we try to nail the score. So if somebody nails the score, dun-da-da-da, you get bragging rights and prizes from America tonight. I think it's more about the bragging rights than anything, but, hey, prizes are okay, too, right? Who doesn't want a prize? People used to call rock radio stations, and they probably still do, just to win the T-shirt. I don't think it was so much about that. They wanted to play the games, the silly little reindeer games. So that is our silly little reindeer game. We have a lot of fun with it, actually. And a lot of people call. And it's for the one segment. The one segment. All right, the Prez and the refugees. I've got to make sure that I squeeze this in. Pete King, the congressman from New York, says the president is putting lives in danger because the president talked about his order earlier in the day to take in at least 10,000 Syrian refugees for the next year. What Congressman King is saying is that order lacks a security plan, and it puts Americans' lives at risk, frankly, of another Boston Marathon bombing by admitting that many people from the Syria exodus. It's interesting because the decision is in direct contrast to the opinion of intelligence folks in this administration. The bandwidth, are we going to have the bandwidth in the next 12 months? It doesn't sound like it from the people I've talked to, but now you have this humanitarian crisis. So you think of the humanitarian crisis versus the security risk, rather, of bringing 10,000 unknown people into the United States. Just another day at the park, huh? And over and over again, Pete King just kept saying, we don't want to see another thing in this country that even remotely looks like the Boston Massacre along the marathon route. I don't know. What do you think? Let them in, let them out. 10,000. Not 1,500, not 2,000. 10,000. Certainly nothing near the number of Germany. And I said this yesterday. What about the Saudis? Where are the Saudis in all of this? That's what I want to know. All the money the Saudis have, and they don't want to take anyone? I'm almost answering my own question. But somebody humor me. And by the way, you can do that at 855-266-5283. 855-266-5283. I mean, you got to be kidding me. They got nothing, nowhere for any of these people who are climbing out of their skin to get out of the range and the reach of ISIS. Doesn't that seem unlikely? I think it's unlikely. Very. So you tell me, 10,000 more, fair or foul? Fair or foul? Or I'm going to say, something happens and it traces back to that? Disastrous. Hopefully not. Hopefully that's not the case. I don't want to jump on these airwaves and be saying some terrible thing happened and it correlates with that. So kind of as a kicker here, we go out to our pal Grimm, who is listening to us in the great state of Mississippi, I believe. Hello, Grimm.
Hey, Kate.
It is Mississippi.
I love that accent. Another night on the back porch with a swing off in the distance. When I think of Mississippi, I think of sitting on one of those old Victorian porches, sipping iced tea, and people walking by and waving hello. I've been all throughout Mississippi, and the people are very friendly.
It's more like a porch over a swamp.
And just watch out for the alligators.
The skeeters are worse, you know, what they call the Mississippi mockingbird.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's a state bird and mosquito.
I love it.
You know, I've been listening too today about this, you know, bringing them over, you know, and that, you know, somebody said that National Security was even saying that there'd probably be about a 1% of them being active terrorists. So, you know, if we accept 10,000 of them, that means there's going to be about 100 terrorists that we're going to allow into the country. We really need that. That's the question he asked.
Right.
But, the reason why I was kind of late getting in here is on that dial-up again on that computer, and, you know, they had a poll on Hillary today. CBS did a piece, a quintessential college poll, showing Bernie 1% ahead of her with leading her in the poll.
Yeah, yeah, that's been happening.
And she made a 2-minute comment, and I sit here, you know, for the last half hour trying to download the video. I still didn't get it. But I kind of made a joke about it, but she made the comment because Bernie was questioning her, what do you call it, you know, her being a Democrat.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, and she responded back as being, you know, I have and always will be a Democrat. And, you know, well, she finally told the truth, didn't she? She sure is a jackass. That's how I responded to it, you know, when I heard it on the news, you know, sitting here working.
Well, here's the thing. She can't, I mean, her responses. Unfortunately, I mean, you've seen it. The responses are crazy. She should have.
Oh, yeah.
She should have been in control. She should have been in control of what was happening in the very beginning. And if she had been, Grim, as you know, oh, what a difference, you know, that could have made for the people around her, the campaign. I keep saying that. What are these people thinking? Who does she have that doesn't get the mistakes that she's making answering every other month with a different comment about the email? If you have an email, send it to me. Thoughts on the show, etc. AmericaTonight.net. Thanks for listening.
Thousands of people seeking home security get ripped off every day, and the home security industry wants you to believe that's your only option. They've got hordes of salesmen out there trying to scare you into signing one of their long-term contracts. You get stuck writing huge checks month after month with no way out. It's robbery by contract, and it can cost you thousands. But there's a better way to protect your home. SimpliSafe Home Security. SimpliSafe has no contracts. None. You'll get award-winning 24/7 protection. Security professionals watching over your home, ready to instantly send police to the rescue. For just $14.99 per month. That's less than half what most companies charge. Protect your home the smart way. Visit SimpliSafeDefense.com today for an exclusive 10% offer and get a free keychain remote worth $25. Only when you go to SimpliSafeDefense.com. SimpliSafeDefense.com.